The Trump administration's firing of U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara was surprising because the president apparently had asked him to stay on. WNYC's Beth Fertig reports the future of the office is now up in the air.
The Trump administration asked more than 40 U.S. attorneys to resign, but there's a reason why Bharara is getting so much attention. Here's New York Senator Charles Schumer.
His relentless drive to root out corruption, to lock up terrorists, to take on Wall Street.
Bharara forced out both leaders of the state legislature on corruption charges, and he was in the midst of investigating Mayor de Blasio's fundraising while preparing to try former aides to Governor Cuomo. Susan Lerner, executive director of Common Cause New York, says those investigations should continue under Bharara's deputy, who's now the acting U.S. attorney.
But it does raise questions as to the future of the investigations and any pending prosecutions.
That's because the Justice Department sets priorities, meaning Attorney General Jeff Sessions. John Coffey is a Columbia Law School professor.
I think they may give a different priority moving away from public corruption back to traditional Republican priorities like terrorism, drugs, some kind of interstate rackets.
And less attention to Wall Street. But replacing Bharara is another matter. When a new U.S. attorney is selected, Senate tradition requires the two home state senators to sign what's called a blue slip. NYU law professor Stephen Giller says it's the equivalent of veto power.
There may never be a confirmed new U.S. attorney if the two senators from New York want to prevent that.
Those senators being Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, both Democrats at odds with Trump. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.